listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we are talking hospital indemnity, specifically the benefits of these plans and how to cross-sell them with the Medicare products already in your portfolio. ASG Episode 79, Cover Those Copays with Hospital Indemnity Plans, written by Chad Houck. Medicare Advantage plans have their perks, and they've certainly been rising in popularity since 2004. Most include prescription drug plans and offer low or $0 premiums, and that's enticing for seniors living on a fixed income. But those same MA plans typically have high inpatient hospital copays. No hospital stay is cheap, but extended hospital stays can be especially expensive. According to a CDC study, the average hospital stay for those over the age of 65 was 5.6 days in 2009 and 2010. Nearly one in five seniors on Medicare had an inpatient stay in 2010. Seniors with one inpatient stay paid, on average, 50% more out of pocket than those without an inpatient stay. Just a few days in the hospital could cost a client thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. But there is an ancillary plan that can help to cover the expenses of an inpatient stay. Help your clients ease the burden of those costs with hospital indemnity plans. Hospital indemnity plans provide a predetermined benefit that is paid directly to the beneficiary when they are hospitalized. Because the benefit is provided directly to the individual, there aren't any network restrictions. These plans provide flexible benefits to cover inpatient hospital copays. Sometimes a sale is as simple as explaining to your clients that they have this option. What's more, hospital indemnity plans often pay very generous commissions. Estimates based on averages show that you could increase your income from initial Medicare Advantage business by 45% and replacement Medicare Advantage business by 90% if you wrote every MA client into a hospital indemnity policy as well. Having a conversation about hospital indemnity can help build on your client relationships. Start the discussion as you review the details of their Medicare plan, whether it's a plan review or a client who's new to Medicare. And don't just call them over the phone. For this type of cross-sell to be effective, go visit them and have an in-person discussion about their options. It will go a long way. Meeting face-to-face is even more important than you may realize. According to a Forbes Insights survey of 760 business executives conducted in 2009, face-to-face meetings were preferred in cases where the decision-making process is fluid, requiring the give and take typically needed when decisions are made. Face-to-face selling simplifies complexity, making big decisions easier. When it comes to making decisions as an agent and knowing what to sell in your area, well, we try to make that as easy as possible for you here at Ritter. When you are one of our agents, you get the help of our expert sales team in crafting your portfolio, but we go a step further than that with our summits, and you don't have to be one of our agents to attend. Every year, we hold our annual regional sales events where you can get the first look at Medicare Advantage and Part D products from the carriers themselves. You'll hear from our president, Craig Ritter, who is a wealth of information on the industry, and it's a chance to network with other agents, get to know our staff, and get ready for the annual enrollment period. You can find more info on our summits at summits.ritterim.com. We will have that link in our show notes, as well as the link to this year's nonprofit organization that we are supporting, Caitlin Smiles. Thanks for taking the time to listen today, and thank you for your support of the ASG podcast. We will see you next episode.